Making Treatment Work. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, Making Treatment Work. We have pamphlets on this subject. We have books on this subject. We have information on this subject, but it never seems to be run out of interest, as we shall find now as we talk about it. Making treatment work. How do we get treatment to work? Treatment is not a very easy thing to make work, because treatment is a matter of being consistent. It's a matter of every single moment keeping our thoughts one-pointed on the point that we're trying to treat for. Now, no matter what you do in life, you're going to think about things. And you're going to think about things and think about, wouldn't it be wonderful if this had happened or that happened or that happened? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you were a millionaire? Today that's not so wonderful, but it's not bad. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you were an attractive person? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you were a healthy person? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you had lots of friends? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you had what would you say? I don't know. If you were. Because, you see, all these things are very easily solved. To be friends, to have friends, you be a friend. To be wealthy, you act like you're wealthy. To be healthy, you act like you're healthy. To be happy, you act like you're happy. To be sad, you act like you're sad. Who wants to be sad? Well, a lot of people, they like to be sad. They go around looking for the model in things in the world. They're looking for all the unhappy things in the world, and they bring them out, and they talk about them, and they say, oh, look, look, look. And, of course, if you hadn't already noticed it and cut it away from your attention, they'll bring it back. Now, making treatment work. I have a treatment that I am not wealthy. And I say that treatment 100 million times a day. I'm not wealthy. I say I'm not wealthy when I go and attempt to buy something. I don't have the money for it. I say I'm not wealthy when I look around me and I admire the things other people have and wish that I had it myself. I am not wealthy whenever I am putting causes in motion that sort of say that I'm not wealthy. Now, the opposite should be true too then. The opposite should be true of saying I am wealthy and then be wealthy. Say that I have everything that I could ever want and have it and enjoy it. To say that I'm surrounded by beautiful circumstances and wonderful properties and wonderful situations that just make my life feel so great, and then start recognizing that that is the case. That is the case. Have you ever been loved by a golden retriever?
Yeah.
They come to you and just put their nose right between your legs and they just hold their head down and they say, pet me, love me. And they say, and then you lift up their face and you lift up their head and you put your nose to their nose and you say, you're neat. And they look in your eyes and they say, you notice that, huh? You know? It takes one to know one, you know. But they're just like that. They're just really enjoying themselves. And could anyone be richer than to be loved by a golden retriever? Now, that's not very expensive, you know. It takes time, attention, and love to have one, but it's not very expensive. Some people love little things, you know, little chihuahuas and mini pins and mini schnauzers and many, many other things, you know. And they're lovable too, but they're like cats. They're independent. When they want to be loved, they want to be loved. When they don't want to be loved, they off to do their own thing, which is okay. But the big old golden retriever, he wants to be loved all the time. He just wants to be loved. He wants to lay near you. He wants to lay with his head on your feet. He wants to be near you. He wants to wake you up in the middle of the night and say, let's play. He wants to do all these things. Now, you see, if you have a golden retriever, you're rich. You're really rich. And it's not because you own him or don't own him. I have a friend who is staying home and working at my son's airport. And the people who are going with my son to a fly-in in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, had to have a place to keep their two mongrel dogs, beautiful dogs, just lovable dogs. And they brought them over, and they let Donnie take care of them. So now Donnie has his own dog. He has the house dog that belongs to Mark and Leslie, and he has his brother's dog, but he lives in another house that the dog's over with him, and these two dogs. And they all get along just fine. And they all lay together underneath the airplane wings, and they all walk around, and they like to sleep out at night where it's cool, you know, and come in under, into the hangar during the day where it's a little cooler. But they just are doing just fine. Now, he didn't pay a cent. And he had all this love just foisted on him. And he loves it. And he gets down, he snuggles with those dogs and huggles with those dogs and plays with them, and just the happiest guy in the world. Now, I came up there the other day, and I said to him, because he was the first person I saw, I said, "Well, Donnie, how is the life treating you?" He says, "Oh, I am so happy." He says, "Everything is just perfect." He said, 3 years ago, I had all my teeth out, and I got new teeth now, and they're just perfect." He said, "I never knew how much fun it could be to eat." He said, "And I'm off drugs." He said, "And I'm not on that anymore. I haven't been on drugs for 4 years now." He says, "I feel just so happy." I said, "Don't mention it to anybody." And he said, "And I'm off cigarettes." He said, "I've been off cigarettes for about 3 years now, and I'm so happy." And he says, "I've got everything. I got everything." And I get, and he says, "I have the best place in the world to live. I work here, and I'm paid, and I have my rent in, is included in my pay. You know, a beautiful place to live. I can have my trailer, no charge, utilities and all that sort of stuff, no charge. And everything, and all I do is just live here and be happy. And I take the money that I earn, and I go spend it on clothes or food or whatever makes me happy, and I just have a ball." He said, "I couldn't have a more wonderful place." Now, is he wealthy? Ooh, you bet. Yeah. Everything he conceives of that makes him happy, he has. And his brother's the same way. But you know what his brother does? His brother Danny is also free of all those things and doing very well at it. And he hasn't smoked a cigarette for a year now. He's so proud of himself and so happy. But do you know what his job is? He goes into San Luis Obispo, and he goes to the zoo, and his job is a mucker in the zoo. He cleans up the messes of the animals and feeds the animals and other things, you know. But he goes right into the animals' pens and cleans up their messes and feeds them their dinners. And he thinks that's the greatest thing in the whole world. He just loves it. Now, he's happy. And he has a girlfriend in town that he goes to visit. And he has his sons are graduating from high school now. And so he's very happy about them. And they're living with their mother. And everything's just going along fine. He has an old car that he knows how to fix every little thing about it. And so it always works. Never has a problem with it. And just as happy as can be. And he and his brother are twins. They look exactly alike, if you couldn't tell them apart. Now that they both have haircuts too, it's hard to tell. But you see, happiness and wealth don't always come from a great amount of money. It comes from the abundance of happy living and happy circumstances. Now, they make treatment work. They continually affirm that they have the best job in the world. Now, they could earn a lot more a lot of other places, but they couldn't have as much fun because on their job, on their breaks, they get three breaks a day. They take their model airplanes and their new model helicopters, and they go down in the field right by the runway, which is just maybe 100 yards away. There's nothing there. And they have their remote controls, and they fly these planes, and they just have the greatest time. And everybody comes out and watches and flies with them. And then when it's time to go back to work, zinc, they go back to work, put their toys away, and wipe them off, and then they go back and do their job perfectly and wonderfully. And all of them are just so happy, and they're so content. They said, yeah, they got everything. They got everything. They'd have to drive for miles to go to a place to fly their airplanes, you know, to remote control their airplanes. But here they got it right next door. They got their own bedroom, and when they go to bed at night, If they don't feel like sleeping, they can get up and go down in the field and fly their remote-controlled airplanes. Doesn't bother anybody, you know. And they just have a ball. And then they are technicians in the field, so they can fix anything that they need to fix. Now, you see, they are living treatments. They are living treatments. But they're living treatments beyond what it appears. They are living treatments from the point of view that every moment they're giving thanks. Every moment they're giving thanks for the wonderful lives that they're living. Every moment they're giving thanks for Mark, my son, that he took time to take them in, to take them off the street, to give them a job, to believe in them, and to trust in them, and to open up everything to them, and they never violated it once. Never violated it once, and never will. Because they have everything. They have, and Mark and his wife have adopted one of the boys, because he wanted to be adopted. That's Donnie. And so now Donnie is a member of Mark's family, you know, unofficially. But when they have dinners and they have times together, Donnie's always invited as a member of the family. Danny's not always there, and Mike is not there. He's at his home and so forth. But you see, they have a wonderful time. And, you know, they couldn't have had anything more wonderful to come up to them, happen in their lives. It just goes to show the beautiful things that happen when we are using our treatment right. Making treatment work, it's being positive all the time on whatever it is that you want to be positive about. Being positive all the time about whatever it is you want to be positive. You want to be positive about your health? Then be positive about it. Stop going out and counting all your maladies, all your problems, and all the things that you're doing, because every time you add to that, you build it up and it becomes more of a problem for you. And every time you go out and you say, I haven't got something, then you haven't got it. And people live a lifetime of wishing that they had something and feeling sorry that they never had it, and they hate themselves for it. People live a lifetime making every single moment be a fulfilled moment of having exactly what they want and making them exactly happy on whatever they're doing. And if along the way, in the back of their mind, they had a little thought that they wanted to have something, it comes about too, because they don't chase after it. It just is there, and it manifests itself in a surprising, wonderful, beautiful way. Making treatment work is by keeping positive at all times, under all circumstances, in all ways. And to do that means a little self-discipline. A little self-discipline. If a person ever tells me they don't have something, I say, good. If a person ever tells me that they're sick, I say, wonderful. If a person ever tells me they're dying, I say, good. How soon are you kicking off, you know? And they say, boy, you're cold. I said, no. I said, do you want me to join in with the joyous activities of your life? Say, are you happy? Oh, I'm happy with you. Are you healthy? Oh, I'm healthy with you. Are you living vitally dynamic and alive? Oh, I am living vitally and dynamic and alive with you, you know. Are you poor? Wow. You know, who needs to be poor? I'm rich, rich, rich. I am independently wealthy. I live with every need, with every desire. Thought. Not desire either, but every thought of my mind fulfilled. Yeah. Every thought of my mind fulfilled. And that's the way to make treatment work. So I know that's what you're all doing. I'm proud of you, and I know that this is what you always do all the time in every way, every day, and you're not only getting better and better in every day, in every way, you are that way right now. I love you, I love you, I love you.